You've reached emergency roadside assistance. My name is Chris. Are you currently in need of roadside assistance?
Yes, I am. I do believe I have insurance with you guys. My name is Adam Marshall. I honestly don't know what my policy number is or anything. But, yeah, I just had a blowout on my way to work. And the whole inner sidewall of my tire is shredded.
Yes, sir. Are you calling from a safe location?
Yes, I am. I'm off the side of the road. I'm sitting here parked in my vehicle.
Yes, sir. Can you spell that first and last name for me?
Adam, it's A-D-A-M. Last name is Marshall, M-A-R-S-H-A-L-L.
And a good callback number in case we get disconnected or need to contact you.
256-630-5638.
And would you like to receive a mobile text update to that phone number? That just means once we've selected a service provider, you would get a text message with that provider's info and ETA?
Yes.
All right. Message and data rates may apply to that. And let's see here. What is the zip code associated with the home address listed on the policy?
35961.
All right. Unfortunately, that is not pulling up any policy for me. Let's see.
Yeah.
Is there any way you could get a hold of that policy number?
Not right offhand. I've tried to call my insurance agent, and they are not open right now, and I can't seem to get anybody on a 24-hour service line.
Yes, sir. Did you try to contact the claims department?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Only reason I was asking is because there's a note on there that some policies in the state of Alabama cannot be found. The only issue is if we had a policy number, we can try to search for it, and if we don't find it, then we can get an override for that from my supervisor. But if we don't have the policy number to search for, then my supervisor won't override it. So I'm going to go ahead and try to do a couple more name searches and broaden my database here. But if there's any way that you can get a hold of that policy number, that may really help. Because like I said, even if we can't locate the policy with the policy number, we can override it. But if we don't get the policy number, then I can't authorize the override. What was that home zip code one more time?
35961.
All right. I do not have any policy coming up with that name and that zip code. Are you the primary listed on there?
Yes, I am. It's a fairly new policy. I mean, I just updated everything like a week ago.
I was just about to ask that. That also may be another reason why we can't locate it in our system. If it typically takes about 30 to 45 days if there's been an update, a vehicle change, or anything like that for the policy to get back into our system. Yet again,
right.
We would need the policy number, the effective date, the producer code, and the plan letter with a new policy to be able to manually enter in that info.
Well, I don't remember the policy number, but I know the plan letter was B, and I know that my effective date was last Friday.
Yes, sir. Okay, and then we would just need the producer code, and yet again, I need all three pieces of those information to be able to try to manually enter it in.
Okay. Well, I'll be honest, I don't have any of that. All I know is my agent is a lady named Crystal, and she's out of Arkansas.
Yes, sir, I completely understand. Unfortunately, without that information, the only option that we would have to be able to assist would be an out-of-pocket expense, and that would work the same as you calling a provider and getting assistance through them yourself. You would pay for the service out-of-pocket this evening, and you could submit that information to your insurance provider for a reimbursement consideration. Otherwise,
well, I don't have...
chance,
I don't have the money to provide it out of pocket right now. I get paid biweekly, so I really don't have that out of pocket money right this moment. That's why I've been trying to get a hold of my insurance agent or somebody that can bring up my policy and producer code and all that. But again, yes, like I said, I can't seem to get a hold of you.
Yes, sir. Let me see if we have a number here for Direct Auto that might assist you. Let's see. That number says for quotes. All right. The customer service number that I'm showing is 1-877-463-4732.
Okay. Let me see if that's the number I called a while ago.
Not a problem. And if so, I can try to locate another number.
No, that's not the number I called. What did you say that number was?
1-877-463-4732.
463-4732.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Anyone,
well, I'll try to call them and get all my information.
Yes, sir. Anyone?
Sorry,
guys. Yes, sir. With it being so late, I understand a lot of customer service departments are closed. So you may try the claims department if you can't get a hold of customer service. And let me see if I can get a different number for that. Let me see if one pulls up that says it's 24 hours. All right. Yes, sir. It says to speak to a claims specialist. They're available 24/7 for new claims. And I've got that number. It's a different number as well.
Okay.
It's going to be 1-800.
What's that number?
403-1077.
All righty. Well, I'll try to get a hold of somebody and get my client, my policy number, producer code, and everything. That way I can call you guys back.
Yes, sir. The effective date, the producer code, and the plan letter.
All right. Well, I appreciate it.
Not a problem. Thank you for calling Emergency Roadside Assistance, and I certainly hope you have a better evening.